Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined here by my co-host, Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, and making a welcome return, Ricardo Evangelista, head of the International Desk at Active Trades. How are you today, Ricardo?
Morning, Co. Very good, Zach. Thank you.
Right, just to be back. Just to remind us, what's the main sort of focus of traders trading at Active Trades? Is it FX or indices?
Spread betting on FX is definitely the main focus, but indices are also quite important.
Right, and I'd love to know, because I'm always very nosy on these matters, what's been the favourite trade? Has it been long sterling? Has it been short euro sterling? what's the...
Well, shorting the sterling is definitely a popular choice at the moment.
So they've been on the right side of it?
Most people tend to stay in tune with the current trend. Although, as you know, the movement has been quite dynamic in Forex, especially for sterling. There's been quite a few momentous events recently, even yesterday. So that can catch people up. But overall, I would say that the sterling is an instrument that is not too difficult to follow at the moment.
I was interested to read earlier on in the week that JP Morgan said that its FX volatility indices were at a year low. Mm-hmm. And I've also seen downgrades to some FX brokers saying that they thought that the outlook was for non-volatile markets. Is that the way you read it at the moment?
Because well, there is a lot of expectation in the market at the moment. So there's anticipation regarding a couple of major points. So we have on one hand the decision by the Fed on whether or not to raise interest rates and the perception that is coming across to investors from the movements over there. Also, we have the build-up to Brexit. So the debate for breakfast is now on the political field. So we're seeing politics having quite a strong impact on the behavior of currencies, especially sterling, in regards to that particular point. And also we have the American election, which we'll have in under 2 weeks. Mm. And that is also a point that is generating some, in inverted commas, anxiety.
Well, I suppose at this point it would be a shock if Trump won, wouldn't it? I mean, seeing odds of...
Shock for him, I think, probably as well.
12 to 1.
Yes, so it was less clear what the outcome would be, say, 2 weeks ago than it is now. There's been a couple of scandals. So his chances of pulling through are slimmer now, definitely. And most analysts tend to agree that a Clinton win will be good for business. So, yeah.
Right. So, alleged scandals, I would say. I mean, this is nothing has been proven.
Alleged,
obviously.
Scandals in terms of the mediatic impact and the discussion.
Right. And I mean, the other thing, obviously away from the Forex, the equity market seemed to be remarkably stable, really. I mean, is that something which has surprised you?
Not really. It doesn't surprise me. So in the UK, we've seen substantial gains for many equities, obviously linked to the pound's fall. But I think the economy overall, although the jury is still out, but it's not performing badly. We're seeing that the DAX is very healthy at the moment. Is hitting quite high figures. The American indices as well are performing reasonably well, and they've been performing well for quite a while, with a few ups and downs, but overall not too bad. And the FTSE is doing great at the moment. So we're seeing that although there is some uncertainty, and especially on the political field at the moment, but also on the monetary field, that doesn't seem to have an impact on equities. That is my view on it.
Right, and you don't think that we're heading for a central bank disaster zone where they just say they've run out of ideas, there's negative interest rates, it's all gone horribly wrong?
Well, if we look at the performance, for example, of the euro, we could say that some, at least some investors are already pricing in the possibility of further drops in interest rates or even an accelerating of the financial stimulus. So it's not totally out of the picture, although I would say that is not very likely either. Even yesterday we heard Mark Carney say that he would take into consideration the strength of the pound when it comes to making decisions regarding interest rates, entailing that...
A bit late for that, I would say, at 31-year lows, but it's good that he's noticed it now.
Yes. So I suppose he's under some pressure as well, political pressure at the moment, with the comments we had from Theresa May and...
We won't get into the fighting that's going on over there with the Treasury and and the Bank of England. But one final thing, Ricardo. You just said before we came on air that you wanted to mention an event you've got next month.
Yes, it's an event that I believe will be of interest for investors in general. It's the Active Trades Summit, which will occur at the Mayfair Hotel on the 19th of November. It's a Saturday. It's absolutely free, and there will be you will have the chance to sit through a day, including lunch, which will have points of interest. People like yourself will be there. So I think it will be of interest for traders in general that look into technical analysis or fundamental analysis, psychology of trading. All those important points will be debated, and I would invite everybody to sign up on our website, activetrades.co.uk.
Ricardo Evangelista, head of international desk at Active Trades, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much for having me
back after the break.